We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
It confronted the storm and remained at peace. While every other fowl of the air was scurrying for cover, while every other creature of God was looking for a place of cover, the eagle stared the storm in the face as if daring it to affect him.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, Soaring with the Eagles.
I want to continue talking about the eagles. I talked about eagles last week, and we used a verse of scripture from Romans 1:20, and we read it from the Amplified. For ever since the creation of the world, His invisible nature and attributes, that is, His eternal power and divinity, have been made intelligibly and clearly discernible in and through the things that have been made, His handiwork. So men are without excuse, altogether without any defense or justification. What Paul actually is saying here, that through the creation of God, He has been manifest. I mean, it is inconceivable to think that a speck somewhere started all of this. A speck of dust. It's inconceivable that there could have been an explosion in outer space, and it just so happened that every star and every galaxy, including our galaxy, every celestial body was put the exact number of miles away from each other, spinning at the exact miles per hour, rotating around a star or a sun. And you realize there's a lot of other galaxies besides ours that we are a part of that's rotating out there. All of this happened from some explosion, and it just so happened that everything fell into place perfectly, and every one of those celestial bodies began to spin at the exact speed that they needed to spin at, and to rotate around a sun at the speed that they all needed to rotate around it at, to cause a gravitational pull so that they would all stay in the galaxy and not go floating out here in space somewhere. Isn't that fantastic? That just happened that way. Have you ever heard that theory? As well as the theory of the speck of dirt and all the rest of it. And then it is inconceivable to me that all of the creation and the animal come from one cell, amoeba. And then everything began to evolve from that. You know, if there was such a thing as evolution, looks like after this number of years, there would have been at least a partial evolution somewhere that somebody would have discovered. You cannot help but look at God's handiwork and realize that there is a supreme being behind all of this. And we were looking at the eagle last week and learning from the eagle some things that we could apply in the spiritual area. And we left those baby eagles just being pushed out of their nest and learning to fly. And now I want to talk about this most magnificent of all birds. And I want to start, first of all, by reading from Isaiah, and then go from there. Do you not know, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth? He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even the youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord, or who put their trust in the Lord, would be another way of saying it, will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Reading a story. Thunderbolts of lightning flash across the sky. The dark clouds begin rolling in. The wind began to blow. There was a loud rumble of thunder, so loud that it shook the house. Have you ever been in a storm like that? Down in Texas, where I come from, when those, sometimes in the spring of the year, when those thunderstorms come rolling in, there'll be a loud clap of thunder that'll actually vibrate the whole house. Any of y'all ever been in any of those? If you live anywhere around where they have tornadoes, I know you have. Because that's where tornadoes come from, is out of those kind of storms. And the house trembled under the impact of the sound of the thunder. The trees were groaning, the leaves were blowing, paper was blowing up in the air. I don't know whether you've ever seen one of those kind of storms, but we see them, used to see them all the time as a kid growing up down in Texas. The birds in terror would begin to fly for cover to escape the storm. The howl of the wind becomes so loud that you can barely hear yourself talking if you're outside. And us kids would begin to run for cover because there's a storm coming, brother. And as this man was observing this storm, looking at different flocks of birds as they huddled in terror, trying to find a place of security, he looked way high in the heavens, and soaring against the face of the storm was a magnificent eagle. It whirled and dived through the flashes of lightning. As the thunder crashed, it would give a flap of its wings and soar on an updraft 10,000 feet into the sky. Here at last was one of God's creatures that was unafraid, unaffected by the fierceness of the storm. In fact, he seemed to defy the storm as he flew above it. And there are two things I want us to get a hold of out of this. And we need to look at these because they will be effective for us. First of all, the eagle was utterly fearless in the face of utter destruction. Secondly, is its ability to soar above all of the confusion, all of the turmoil, all of the fierceness of the storm. It confronted the storm and remained at peace. While every other fowl of the air was scurrying for cover, while every other creature of God was looking for a place of cover, the eagle stared the storm in the face as if daring it to affect him. Come on now. That's actually true. Eagles do that. In the fierce storms of the mountains, because the eagles have their nest sometimes as much as 10,000 feet up in the mountains, they'll have their nest. And if you've ever been in the mountains, there's fierce storms take place in the mountains. And the eagles defy them. They fly anyway. We need to learn something here. You can run in terror. You can fight with all of your strength. Or you can use your wings of faith. to stare the storm in the face. Use your wings of prayer and praise to lift you above the clouds into the realm of peace and tranquility. Now, the eagle had to develop his wings. He did not have that kind of power in those wings to start with. Remember, we were talking last week about how that the mother eagle knocks the little eaglet off of the nest, and it goes tumbling, free-falling thousands of feet, and it tries to flop its little wings. And just before it hits the ground, the father eagle comes swooping underneath it and catches it, bears it back up to the nest. And they go through this exercise time and time again until the mother eagle kicks the little eagle out. And this time it falls for a little ways, but all of a sudden, and it begins to soar with its father. That's what we need to do. We need to get our wings of faith underneath us, the wings of prayer and praise underneath us, and begin to soar with our Heavenly Father. Instead of running in terror.
I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
I hope you got a hold of what I was talking about. Does the devil know your name? Now, how does he get to know your name? That's by you accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you've never accepted him as your personal Savior, or maybe you know what it is to serve God, but you have gone back and you need to come and rededicate your life to God, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Repeat it after me with Miss Lynette. Say this, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
You said in your holy word.
You said in your holy word.
That if I would confess Jesus as Lord.
That if I would confess Jesus as Lord.
And believe in my heart.
And believe in my heart.
That God had raised him from the dead.
That God had raised him from
the dead. I would be saved.
I would be saved.
I thank you now.
I thank you now.
That I'm a new person in Christ Jesus.
That I'm a new person in Christ Jesus.
Because I confessed it with my mouth.
Because I confessed it with my mouth.
And I believe it in my heart.
And I believe in my heart.
I thank you for it.
I thank you for it.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer with us, I would like to know about it. So you can go to your whatever device you have there, computer, iPad, phone, and email me at testimony@rhema.org. I'm expecting to hear from you. God bless you as you walk with God.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his Soaring with the Eagles. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.